This Chazor is a Chinesh of Bachi Chesu Shagav Yom Yehudah Sechus Svachim Daf Pei Tes Perik Kola Todir Perik Asiri Zok the Hedlik Mishim Siyata Dishmai. Anything that is more Todir, more frequent than something else, takes precedence over that other thing. The Tomid comes before the Musaf. The Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. This is based on the Pasuk of Milvad Odas HaBoiker Asher Le'olas HaTomid Tasu Es Eila. Fact more, how do we know that Todir takes precedence? Mar says, what do you mean? The Mishnah just gave a Pasuk. Mar says, that explains why the Tomid takes precedence, because it's brought every day. How do we know that this concept even applies when something, when deciding between which musaf to bring, things that are not brought every single day? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Law said, the Pasuk says, Ka'ela Tasu La'yom Shavas Hayom, which teaches that these, Ka'ela, the musaf of each day of Pesach, is like those, the Tamid and the musaf of the first day, where the Tadir took precedence. For the Gemara, this Pasuk is needed to teach that every day of the Pesach, the musaf is the same. Mar said, the Pasuk could have just said, Ela. But if it didn't say Ka'ela, we would think that these seven lambs should be divided among the 7 days rather than having seven lambs brought every single day. Mara said we wouldn't say that because the Pasuk says Layoim. For Akhtumara, we would say that Ela Layoim teaches that this amount is brought on the first day, on the remaining days, we would not know how many are brought. Furthermore, the Pasuk says Tasu, which teaches that all days are to be the same. Another terrace, Abaye said the Pasuk says Mulvad Oilas HaBoika Asher Le'Oilas HaTomet. This extra phrase of Oilas HaTomet teaches that something that is more frequent takes precedent. Zok the next Mishnah, anything that is more Kadosh than something else takes precedence over that other thing. The applying of Chata's blood comes before the applying of Oila blood, because the Chata's brings the Kapar. The burning of the Oila limbs comes before the burning of the Chata's Emerim, because an Oila is burned in its entirety on the Mizbeach. A Chata's comes before an Asham, because its blood is offered on all four corners and on the Yesoid. An Asham comes before a Toida and another's ram, because it's Kachi Kachim. A Toida and another is ram come before shlomim, because they are eaten all for only one day and require that lechem be brought with them. A shlomim comes before bechor, because its blood is applied to all four corners. Shtayim shen arba. It requires smicha and nesachem and tivas chaz v'shoik. A bechor comes before karban ma'aseh, because it's kaddish from birth and it's eaten only by kahanim. Karban ma'aseh comes before bird kabanis, because it requires shchita and two parts, meaning its blood and its emrim are considered kachi kachim. Bird kabanis come before menachas, because there are kabanis that at least have blood. Chatas mincha comes before michas nedava, because it's brought to bring a kapara for an avera. A bird Chatas comes before a bird oila with regard to her being offered, and also with regard to her being hegdish, to becoming hegdish. Fechtigamar, how do we know that a chatas comes before an oila for zrika, but an oila comes first for burning? And from our right, says one pasuk says upar shein even bokar tikach lechatos, which suggests that the chatas is to be second to the oila. Another pasuk says v'asei es ho'echad chatos v'es ho'echad oila, which suggests that the chatas comes first. This teaches that with regard to offering the blood, the chatas takes precedence because it brings the kapara. With regard to burning the limbs, the oila comes first. Fact tomorrow, it's only the first blood application of the chatas that brings the kapara. So maybe only the very first application should take precedence. Ravina said the pasuk is referring to the chatas brought by the Levim, that when they were installed into service. This chatas was actually not brought for kapara. Yet the pasuk teaches that since it's a chatas, it takes precedence. We see that even if the application is not bringing a kapara, it should still take precedence over an oila. Another teretz in Eretz Yisrael, they said, since he started with the applications of a chatas, he finishes them before moving on to the oila. Fractumar, between the zrika of a chatas and the burning of the limbs of the oila, which takes precedence? Is the chatas, does that come first because it brings kapara? Maybe it's the oila because it's burned in its entirety. And furthermore, the Mishnah said the blood of a chatas comes before the blood of an oila. This suggests that it only comes before the blood of an oila, but not before the limbs of an oila. For Akhtumar, but the Mishnah then says that the limbs of an oila take precedence over the Emerim of the Chatas. It suggests that the limbs of an oila only take precedence over the Emerim of the Chatas, not the blood of the Chatas. Rather, you can't bring a proof from the Mishnah. For Akhtumar, between the blood of an oila and the burning of the Emerim of the Chatas, which takes precedence? Akhtumar, the Mishnah said the blood of a Chatas comes before the blood of an oila. This suggests that only the blood of a Chatas comes before the blood of an oila, but the Emerim of the Chatas would not come before the blood of an oila. For Akhtumar, again, but the Mishnah then says the limbs of an oila take precedence over the Emerim of the Chatas. It suggests only the limbs of an oila take precedence over the Emerim of the Chatas, but the blood of an oila would not. Rather, again, no proof can be brought from the Mishnah. Fact number, between the blood of an oila and the blood of an asham, which also brings a kapara, which takes precedence. After the Mishnah said the blood of a chatas comes before the blood of an oila, this suggests that the blood of an asham would not come before the blood of an oila. Mar says it's not a good proof. It may be that the blood of an asham comes first also. The reason the Mishnah chose to speak of a chatas is that regarding the burning of the oila, had we said that it comes before an asham, we would have said that it only comes before an asham and not before a chatas. That's why the Mishnah spoke of a chatas, but it wasn't to say that the blood of an oila would come before the blood of an asham. Maybe we can answer from this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a chatas comes before an asham. This suggests there's only a chatas that comes before an asham, but an oila would not come before an asham, and presumably we're discussing the zrika. The Mishnah is referring to offering the amirim of the chatas versus the offering the amirim of the asham. It must be that that's what's being discussed, because the Mishnah then says, because the blood of a chatas, instead of saying because it, shma amino. Mishnah then says chatas kedemes. In fact, an asham should come before a chatas because it has the minimum required value. The Gemara says the fact that the Chatzis blood is placed in multiple corners is more important. Is a more important reason. Mishnah then said, Oshem Kodim LeToida. The Toida, in fact, the Gemara, the Toida and the Nazir's ram should come first because they require the bringing of bread. The Gemara says the fact that the Oshem is Kachim is a more important reason. Next, Toida Veil Nazir Vechulu. In fact, the Gemara, Shlom should come first because it's brought from the Tzibber as well. And a Toida and a Nazir's ram can never be brought from the Tzibber. The Gemara says the fact that they're eaten for only one day is a more important reason. In fact, the Gemara, between a Toida and a Nazir's ram, which comes first? Does a Toida come first because it requires the bringing of four different types of bread? Or maybe another's ram comes first because it has a shlom brought along with it. And for the Brisa clearly says the Toida comes first because it requires the bringing of four different types of breads. Mishnah then said Ashlam Koidim LeBechar V'chulu. In fact, the Bechar should come first because it's born with Kedusha and it's only eaten by Kahanim. Mar said the fact that Ashlam has all of these additional mitzvahs associated with it makes it more important and then therefore it comes first. Mishnah then said HaBechar Koidim V'chulu. In fact, the Bechar Meiser should come first because it's Kadosh, it makes Kadosh the animal counted before it and after it when there was an error in the counting. And for the fact that the Bechar is Kadosh Merechem is more important. The Mishnah then said Meiser Koidim LeOifis. In fact, the bird kavana should come first because they're kachikachim, or said the fact that meiser is an animal and it gets shchita is more important. Zaktimar Ravina Bashila said the Amor of Kachi Kalam that left the Azar before this Rika become puzzle. We can see this from our Mishnah, which says that Meister comes before bird kurbanis because it's an animal that gets shchita and it's blood and Amorim are Kachi Kachim. Now, a bird has blood as well. Rather, the reason the Mishnah mentions blood and Amorim together is to teach that just as we are discussing blood before this Rika, so too we're discussing Amorim before this Rika. The Mishnah refers to it as Kachi Kachim. This teaches that just as the blood becomes puzzle for leaves the Azar, the Amorim would as well. Frekmar, maybe we can prove this from another place as well. We have learned with regard to the meat of Kodshe Kalim that left the Azar before the Zrika Rabbi Yochanan and says the meat is valid since it would anyways be allowed to leave after the Zrika. Shlokesh says it's possible because it's not yet the time for it to leave. Now they only seem to argue regarding the meat but don't seem to argue regarding the Amorim. Presumably they would both agree that the Amorim become possible in this case. And for tomorrow maybe that they argue regarding the Amorim as well. The reason they only discuss the meat is to teach the extent of Shlokesh who says the meat becomes possible even though they will eventually be allowed to leave the Azar. In fact, maybe we can say that the ruling of Ravina Bar Shila is subject to a machlokes is among Tanoim. The Abraisa says, with regard to Amorim of Kachim Kalam that left the Azar before Zrika, but Eliezer says they're not subject to Me'ila even after the Zrika, and one would not be Chayiv on them for Pigal Noiser Atame. Rabbi Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one would be Chayiv for Pigal Noiser Atame. Presumably, the basis of Machloikis is a case where the Amorim were brought back in after having been taken out of the Azar, and when they were back in, the Zrika was done. But Eliezer says they become possible when they left, and Rabbi Akiva holds that they did not become possible. And Rabbi Papa said it may be that if the Amorim are brought back in before the Zrika, everyone would agree that the Zrika would be affected to make them subject to Me'ila, Pigal Noiser, and Tomei. The case that they argue is when they're outside during the time of the Zrika. But Eliezer holds that the Zrika is not effective for something outside the Azar, and Rabbi Akiva holds that it is. In fact, more regarding the Shtei Alechem, Rabbi Papa said that everyone would agree that if they are outside the Azar during the Zrika would not be effective. And for the Gemara, that's because the Shtei Alechem is not part of the animal itself. However, regarding Amorim, which come from the same animal as the blood that's being offered, there's machloikas whether the Zrika is effective for the Amorim even while they're outside the Azara.